This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute? Sauropods like Brachiosaurus and Diplodocus were the biggest beasts to ever roam the Earth. And these dinosaurs had enormously long necks, which poses an anatomical problem. They needed to move their necks side to side and up and down to graze, but that requires lots of muscles. And muscles are heavy. So how'd they keep their heads from dragging on the ground? It looked like the sauropod's secret was thin, rib-like bones, some up to 10 feet long, that ran the length of their necks. Because when researchers examined slices of those bones under the microscope, they found that they aren't normal bone at all. They're ossified tendons. That's according to a study in the journal Biology Letters. The researchers think those long tendons may have allowed the dinos to shift muscle mass from their necks onto their bodies, giving them a sort of remote control over their necks, while making the neck lighter and more flexible. Not too different, in fact, from how herons do it today. And that, the authors say, may have been the sauropod's key innovation, helping them to graze more efficiently and stay neck and neck with other dinos. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.